Hey guys, Trey here for the Wadlington and Winslow Mortgage Team. Austin's housing market remains hot and home values continue to rise, but interest rates are also up. That's not a problem for Gabe and Paul. They told me they're still securing safe loans for home purchases and cash out refis with rates and service that blew me away. If you're a well-qualified buyer, it's worth your time to call them at 832-557-1095 or reach out at mortgagesbygabe.com.
Gabe Winslow Mortgage Broker, NMLS number 1613381, C2 Financial, NMLS number 135622.
CertaPro commercial painters have powers beyond those of ordinary painters.
The power of minimal disruption.
We work with you to ensure a smooth project.
The power of making you look good.
Making sure it's done right, on time and within budget, so every property manager looks like a hero. That's CertaPro painters.
The power of pro.
Get your project started at CertaPro.com.
Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated.
Hey, it's Chad Hastings. Are you feeling the sting of higher interest rates and higher costs? Are all those credit cards and other loans costing more and more every month? And inflation is making everything else more expensive. But listen, your home can save you right now. Your home value is up, and there's a ton of cash in it that you can access with Loan Pronto. Loan Pronto specializes in zero-cost, cash-out home refis. You can get tens of thousands in as little as 2 weeks. Pay off all those 23% rate credit cards and other loans. Consolidate everything into one super low payment. People who do this usually cut $800 or more from their monthly budget. And even if your home mortgage rate goes up a point or so, it's offset by your credit card rate going to zero. Call Loan Pronto now. Unlock that equity and wipe out bad debt. Do it now. You can even skip your next two house payments altogether. Call 512-298-4600. LoanPronto.com. 512-298-4600. That's 512-298-4600.
Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781, subject to lender approval.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX FM and HD1 BK, KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock.
This hour brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaquerocafe.com. It's Light the Tower, your daily look around the world of sports, with Hall of Fame broadcaster and voice of the Texas Longhorns, Craig Way, on your live, local, and independent home for sports talk in Austin, The Horn.
Steaming toward the home stretch of a holiday weekend. Perhaps the accented word there should be steaming. It is, after all, rather warm out there during this warm summer. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Light the Tower on the Horn. 1049, 1019, AM 1260. We're live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. My name is Craig Way. Thanks so much for joining us. Jeff Howell on vacation this week. He'll be back next Tuesday. After today, we'll all be out tomorrow and Monday, the holiday weekend, bookending Saturday and Sunday for the 4th of July weekend, and then we'll be back in on Tuesday. Of course, stepping in and doing a fabulous job yesterday, and we're excited to have him back again today, our two-decade friend for a score of years, the coach at Texas State University, Ty Harrington. Is it more or less complimentary to say a score as opposed to 20 years plus, or however we should describe it?
Long time?
Yeah.
Either way is fine.
Your first year as the head coach was?
Believe it or not, I took the job in between semesters. Yeah. So fall of 99, I was at Blinn.
Yeah.
And came in January of 2000 was my first season at then Southwest Texas.
Yeah.
And took over a program that Howard Bouchon had run. Howard took a job in professional baseball, and it just happened to fall in between semesters. And I loaded my family. Actually, my wife at the time stayed in Brenham and because she had a teaching job. You were talking about Coach West earlier today, and she stayed in Brenham. I moved, and as coaches do, in spring of 2000. It's a long. That's
22 years ago.
Scores plus two, right?
But 20 years and a score plus there on the campus of what was Southwest Texas State, later Texas State University, of course, as we know it. Ty Harrington joining us here on the program. Our producer, as always, the purveyor of all good things, Flex ATX. You can check out his outstanding work at FlexATX.com, which includes, as he calls them, the mixtapes from last night's summer social, as he calls it, down at the Waterloo Ice House location, South Park Meadows. Jonathan, John Donaldson, J. Donaldson. We know him as Snoop Daniel. I take it that just from looking at the stuff and hearing some of the show last night, things went well.
Yeah. It was a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, thanks to Waterloo for letting us do it 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Yeah,
I
a lot of
saying,
fun with it, huh?
I told Clayton, I'm like, I think the concept was so new, a lot of kids were still hesitant to come, because even though it was called a social, a lot of kids felt they had to be invited. And we did schedule and invite some kids just so we'll have a show, but
right.
It was open, so I, you know, like, hopefully that point will hit home more if we can do it more.
Yeah, then we'll start more and just kind of, it's kind of open-ended, open invitation. But you had a lot of kids out there last night.
Yeah, and a lot of kids that came that didn't get on the radio. So I want to say thank you to them, because a lot of people, Liberty Hill drove from Liberty Hill to South Austin and didn't even just stay for a bit. And I was like, thank you, because that was like $100 in gas.
Yeah, this day and age,
So, it was fine.
Well, that's good. I'm glad everybody was able to make it out for that, and then, like you said, it'll be happening again. Right?
Yeah, it was fun to see. The cool thing was to see, because we have a lot of defensive linemen in the area who are going D1, and a lot of them were there last night.
Yeah.
So it just looked like, I don't know, it was a photo opportunity that I don't think would have ever have been possible if something like this hadn't happened, because it was Maynard and Vandegrift and Weiss and all the dogs, the dogs of D-line from the area.
So did you have all of the Flex ATX top 10 defensive linemen?
Yeah.
There,
just,
all 10 of those?
I think so, yeah. They just came. They just squatted up.
Good.
And they're so nice, too. You know, they're like, they'll kick your tail on the field. But
yeah, right.
They're nice and jovial. Aw.
That's good. That's good. Okay.
Thanks, everybody. Yeah. Thank you, Waterloo.
Yeah, absolutely. So a great time there last night. There's much to get to on the program today. We spent a lot of time talking some baseball, and we will obviously do more of that today. Then, of course, we have a Longhorn notebook, bottom of the hour, as the commitments continue to roll in for Sark and the football program. And we have Inconceivable today. Snoop, we do have a fast food update for
great.
You on Inconceivable. And we're also going to do the Flex 30 update in the first hour of the program, because hour number two, Ty Harrington does the music survey. He has studied over it. He has made his selections, and he will participate in the music survey.
He waxed and waned.
I'm kind of anxious about it. I just mentioning the Riverwalk yesterday in the line of email or text messages we got after doing the music thing today. Holy cow! I don't know. I'm a little anxious, a little nervous. I told you I had it set.
Yeah.
Yesterday when I was here.
Right.
I got back to the office and sat down for a minute, and I was like, well, you know, this fits here better. And I did the names, only one group changed.
Okay.
But two of them, ironically, flip-flopped where they were.
Categories?
Yes.
The answers to the 11 questions?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
And then I showed it to some friends of mine, including Jake Spavital and some other guys. I saw them yesterday afternoon, and they were like, send me that. I want to see what that, you know. I'm not that it hadn't already spread out all over the world. But I got to ask this really quick. And I'm sure you guys know, I should know this. Where did Snoop come from? The nickname. Who gave it? Where does it come? What do we got?
Oh, it's supposed to be a Snoopy reference, and just kind of hung around. It was, I love peanuts and I like Snoopy. So they're like, call me Snoop.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg. Did
you do it before Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Snoop is old. It's an old nickname.
Yeah. Yeah, you spell yours different for folks who don't know.
Yes.
It's S-N-U-P-E.
Yeah, so at least looks different.
Yeah. Now,
but I always get like, oh, Snoop Doggy Dogg, whatever.
But yeah,
whatever.
But Snoop Dogg himself did it just S-N-O-O-P.
Yes.
But you're saying your adoption of the name Snoop predated the world finding out about Snoop Dogg himself.
Oh, for sure.
Really?
Like Snoop Graham. You remember him, basketball player?
Yep.
There's a lot of Snoops out there, by the way.
Of course, Snoop Roach played at Texas.
Snoop Roach.
Yeah, you know, Kerwin
now,
Roach was Snoop.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's not as taboo as it was before, because before it was kind of weird, like, you're Snoop too. No, you can't. But now it's, I don't know, times have changed. I think people now accept it. I know it's weird. It's a weird conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
About me.
Okay. All right. Well.
Excited for Ty's music survey, though.
Yeah. Sure. So that's coming. Snoop has compiled not only he has Ty's list, and so he has compiled the music choices. All I did when you sent it to me was pass it forward there, because I like to kind of have it unveiled. I don't really take a good look at it. I pass it forward to Snoop so he can line up your musical selections for each of these things. So we'll do that. Somebody wants you to know the Waterloo, a.k.a. the Peach Pit of 2022, is even better than I envisioned with Clayton there. Props to Snoop.
Oh.
So that's good to know. There are a lot of things to get to on the program, and we'll do that to obviously the vast majority of those here in the 10 o'clock hour, because, again, 11 o'clock hour we will we'll have the music survey with Ty. CB, of course, yes, and we said this early, he was Snoop Doggy Dogg. Then he left Death Row Records and shortened it to Snoop Dogg. That's right. So
Escape Suge Knight, a real bad guy.
Yes, absolutely. I'll jump right in here with one of the topics we're going to get to on the Specs text line at 337-3776, 512-337-3776. Something we talked about yesterday. It's been a conversation over the past few days. Someone says, is there any concern around UT baseball with two assistant coaches leaving? Is something going on? There's always something going on if there are changes within the coaching staff. I think there are three completely different sets of circumstances with what's happened. First of all, and then we'll get Ty's thoughts on how things like this happen and what coaches do in terms of retooling their staff. One thing with regard to Sean Allen, it was David Pierce wanting to go a different direction with his pitching coach. So the two parted company. So that's what happened there. With Troy Tulowitzki, remember that Tulo has been a volunteer assistant. He was looking into the possibility of other head coaching positions, including one at UFC, and decided not to take that. There may be one factor that's involved with that that would also be involved with any effort that would have been made to try to make Tulo a full-time staff member. That is a University of Texas policy about having to have a college degree to be a faculty member there in that situation, and that is consistent with the vast majority. When you say, Ty, the vast majority of colleges across the country?
Yeah, for sure, state schools.
Yes.
And I think there's probably some flexibility with private schools.
Uh-huh. Although I was told that was the case at USC.
Yeah.
As well, that is a university policy. It may not be the case in probably not the case in every single college, you know, but in terms of Power 5 Division I programs and state supported school Division I programs, that's probably going to be a prerequisite.
Yes.
Tulo is reportedly just going to go ahead and concentrate on more of a consulting role with programs and student athletes as well. So there's that. And then with Philip Miller, this is a move into a different position. He is still on the staff at the University of Texas, but the key word there is staff and not coaching staff, because he will work into the assistant to the head coach position, much like what we've seen with some of the other varsity programs at UT, similar to what Chris Ogden does with and for Chris Beard men's basketball. So it's a different type of position and not a full-time hands-on coaching staff position, correct?
Yeah, and I think everybody, as a head coach, your job is to find the staff that for that moment what you've got going on momentum-wise and what you're trying to do goal-wise and reach. You've got to put together the staff that fits for you right then and right now. And the game evolves, Craig, as you've seen it as much as anybody. Nobody sees more baseball games than you do. And the game has evolved, and it's gotten a lot more intense. It's gotten a lot more involved. So, you know, with Phillip, maybe this is an opportunity to put him in a role where he can be creative and be productive and be really good at what he does and add to what they're trying to do. And, I mean, sometimes you take different people and put them in a different – businesses do this, not just coaching. Everybody does it. They try to find that, you know, what works best and where can somebody contribute and be their best at. What does that role look like? And so this is, you know, one of those possibilities. I think that there are times in coaching you go out and you hit the reset button and refresh button and you bring in some creative new ideas. And that's the way the business – works. And to be honest with you, Craig, I think most businesses probably end up working that way sometimes as you sure. bring in some new things and new ideas. And I think that's
happens in the broadcast industry all the time.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. Happens in the broadcast. And when you were the coach at Texas State, you had to make staff changes.
Yes. Yeah. No, I mean, a lot of different things. People move on. People, you see things, hey, I need to get better in this area. Or I need to, you know, maybe be a little more creative in this area. Let's bring some new blood in this area.
It's not, and there's a stigma that's attached to it, just like there's a stigma with any job thing when a change is made, someone thinks, well, that staff person just was awful and they had to do it. It isn't about that a lot of times. It's about having the old thing about going a different direction, but it's about, like you said, needing a different look, a different set of eyes on it, a different, a fresher approach on some things, or just a different, maybe not even fresher, just different, a different approach to alter the person in charge, whether it be the head coach or a boss at a company, to alter their perspective.
That's
so that
right.
they can see, I need to bring somebody in to help me see it differently, to make it different.
There's a new set of eyes, a new voice, new creativeness is always important. And the game, and I'm probably not doing a great job of translating this, the game or communicating, the game evolves. So, and it has changed. And you look at all the staff positions that you have now in baseball, in college sports in general, that you didn't have. There are more of them. So every person is putting their mindset into their position, so they're making the game a little bit more challenging. We briefly talked yesterday about how it's not like going out just recruiting good players, hitting fungos and throwing BP, and let's go line up and overwhelm somebody anymore. It's gotten way more analytically intense. It's gotten way more emotionally intense. And here's the other part of this. It has changed for all the sports. The portal has changed the amount of time. Your days have gotten longer as a coach, but your time has gotten shorter for your creativeness because you're continually not only recruiting the future, you're continuing to recruit what you have.
Right.
Right? So that is you just doubled the amount of time that you're spending on recruiting the ones you have and the ones you're trying to go get. So their days have gotten longer. In my mindset, their creativeness time has gotten shorter. So they've added staff members now to fill in those blanks or to fill those pieces in. And I just think sometimes a coach or anybody running the company looks in and goes, hey, I think we need to hit the restart, refresh. I need some creative thought. I need some different things. Because, you know, if you look in Coach Pierce's situation, too, I think those guys have been together from day one.
Yep.
So, you know, this is a new thing for Coach Pierce as well. I'm not saying it negatively. For him to go out and hire a new staff is different as well.
It's true. So there's a couple of things about it. Somebody wanted to know, how old is Snoop, if I may ask? You may ask. I think Snoop gave the best answer of all when he said, what did you say, Snoop? Old enough to where I'm not hanging out with your guys, your kids in high school, but young enough to understand what they do and kind of how they think and
correct.
That sort of stuff. Is that a good way to describe it?
Like, yeah, I'm in the middle of a cavernous
okay. So there's that. Jeff on the Specs text line says, I have a baseball question for Ty. I understand the evolution of pitchers wearing wristbands with regard to signs and scouting, but what are the batters who wear them gaining when they gather that information. That's going on between them and the third base coach or the head coach or the dugout or something. That's where they're getting that and translating it off signs, correct?
Let me tell you something. If I sit across the table from you long enough and you move your hand one way or another when you get ready to do or say something, I'll be able to pick up what it means to you and what you're trying to do, because as a baseball coach, you are trained. As soon as you walk in that stadium, you watch every sign, everything a coach does, to pick up one little piece of information that allows you to pick off what they're doing.
So you're watching the opposing head coach. You're watching the opposing dugout.
No
question.
You're
watching all of that.
I watch. If a coach gives a sign and he reacts differently as he walks away from giving the sign or standing there or looks differently, that tells me he possibly just put something, now you got something hot on or something that's not. And so coaches, what my point is, coaches are trained that way. So the best way to take that away is if you do the wristbands and you do numbers, guys look down, it's just the information is given out in a little more secretive way. Same as from the mound, you know, because there's so much technology out there now, Craig, that if I'm watching a game from center field and I watch a catcher give three, four different signs, and every pitcher's different with a runner on second. So if you're, but if I watch enough of it, it's a pretty good chance we're going to figure it out. So if they're not giving signs and it's going straight to their wristbands, only the catcher and the pitcher and the coach that call it understand. So the idea behind the offensive side is the very same thing. We did it back in 2000. We started in 2008 using the number signs, and it just, we would get a new sheet. We'd get new numbers, and we'd plug them in the wristbands. And sometimes, if we felt like we would have to do a bunch, we would plug two different ones in throughout the game. Once we got to the fifth, we changed cards out and went to a whole other card. And so it's easy. It's easy to read. The kids look at the numbers. The number, I've got a sheet, a play sheet in front of me that tells me what numbers are live, which ones are not. And it just takes some of the drama out of, you know, coaches giving signs and people picking off signs. And I will tell you this, the other piece of that now is with the number signs is we would watch the hitters and watch the base runners. Mm-hmm. If they looked at the sign and kept looking at it maybe a half second longer, that meant he was making sure he was reading that it was a live sign, as opposed to looking at it and going, oh, dumb, that's a down sign.
So on the other side of that, you got to tell your hitters, do everything consistently. If you're going to look at your wristband for 3 seconds for a hot sign, look at it for 3 seconds for one that's not hot, right?
Yes, and then don't look at the other guys. So and a lot of times you look at a sign, the guy gets steps, he's got his left foot out of the box for a right-handed hitter, looks at his wristband, looks at his sign, and then grabs his bat, goes to his breathing routine, whatever he may be. Guy looks at his sign and then looks at the runner at first base. You can bet we're either picking or we're pitching out or we're doing something, because he just told us, hey, he was making sure, looking over to make sure the guy at first base got it. So there's a lot of body language so that's why the wristbands have become so important for trying to translate and communicate signs. And one of the greatest things that's ever happened now is the headpiece.
Yeah.
From the coach to the catcher.
So right, the earpiece there, so they're hearing what's going on there.
Yeah, and then you see some coaches, which I don't completely understand, but you know, they're covering their mouth, they're doing everything.
Yeah, right.
Know, I mean, I guess it makes sense, because if I could see far enough across, I could see the difference between fastball or curveball, and if I was trying to read somebody.
So it's their own personal version in the dugout of what you see on the mound when the pitcher's covering his mouth with the glove and the conversation's going on.
And nobody can see it anyway, right? And nobody can cover it up. But yeah, and so to answer the question, sign stealing, legal sign stealing,
has been around as long as baseball.
And it will always
forever
be around.
And ever and ever.
And it will always be around. If you're not smart enough to change, we got beat when you're in postseason play because we didn't change our signs at second base. And it was late in the game. We thought we were fine. A team picked it up and beat us, knocked us out of postseason. And that day forward, I was like, this can't happen again. But the bottom line, everything is free game inside the stadium if you're not doing what you need to do to make sure you don't, you know, do the same thing over, or I can pick them up, whatever it may be. And it's fun. It's part of the art. I mean, it's part of the game. I don't anybody tell you it's anything different. You watch everybody's body language. Umpires, players, coaches, you name it, it's all part of the game out there. That's a legal way to do things, not the other way.
Not banging trash cans or beepers and things like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Now, let me ask you this. From a devil's advocacy position, with that myriad of information and the signs that come down, is it then also possible, does it increase, elevate the possibility of misinterpretation and missigns? Because you're, well, it looks like you missed a sign there, or so-and-so went on the same page. I mean, the most recent example for me is Trevin Michael on the mound for Oklahoma there against Ole Miss in the eighth inning. And, boy, you could tell Jimmy Crooks, the catcher, he's expecting a completely different pitch. And he goes back. He gets charged with a pass ball, but that allowed one run score. And then there's another one that goes down in the dirt. And immediately I thought, they said, well, there might have been there's a communication, not on the same page. Or, you know, a lot of times a guy will be a dead duck on a miss sign on a hit and run and things like that. Has it, in your mind, elevated the risk part, even though the reward obviously outweighs the risk?
Oh, I mean, I think guys were missing signs back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, either way. I mean, even when I could still tell you, and so could almost all of the Southwest Conference tell you Coach Gus's signs back in the day. Because they were the same. But I think people still miss them. That's a great point. I mean, Craig, I don't know the complete answer to that. I do think that we're trying to stay – the coaches, they're trying to stay ahead of the – you know, people picking their signs up.
Mm-hmm.
So, as we were just talking about, the game has evolved.
Yep.
So, it's true. So, it's somebody's position on the staff to come up with a way to communicate the signs and to get them right. So, that's another piece of this. And we're talking about where people fit into somebody's coaching staff.
Sure.
That's part of it. And I'm sure Sark has the same thing. I know Jake's got the same thing, where they have people that, this is your area. Creatively make sure that we get the communication across to our players during the games.
Same thing with basketball. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. No,
it's exactly right. I mean, I you know, and there's so many different ways to get signs across. What you see now in college baseball, I don't know about professional baseball, what you'll find a few people doing, and we started to do it and backed off my last year, is use the number two as your fastball sign. So now that, you know, your old number one, right? It's always been old number one is the fastball sign. Now people are starting to go to different numbers to resonate as their fastball sign.
Here's a couple other these are intriguing, a couple of these. Longhorn Bear says, I love the signs that the actors did in Major League in the movie there. Somebody add any more on Frank Anderson? It has already been announced he's not coming to Austin. He will stay at the University of Tennessee. That word came down on that a couple of days ago. Victor wants to know, Coach, did you ever have a player not look over at you for a sign on purpose because they didn't want to bunt?
Oh, the answer is yes, yes, and yes.
Yeah, those three. Visit with Keith Moreland about that as well, too. You know?
Yeah, that's a yes, yes, and yes. And
Keith was more about take
the
as
take
opposed
sign.
To, yeah, because Gus didn't bunt nearly as much as some other coaches, right?
You know, and I know you know this, but for people out there who have been longtime Longhorn fans, and I know most fans know this now, there were so many interpretations of what Coach's take sign was. Everybody forever thought he puts two hands in his pants. He looks, but the reality was, the take sign was, he looked at you, and you had to break eye contact. If he made eye contact with you and held it, that was a take sign. So you sometimes would look at him like, oh. So Keith's rendition of it is true. He didn't look down there.
Yeah.
Because it was a visual sign, and you looked at Coach Gus,
and
he stared
at
you, and you broke eye contact to him. That was a take.
Wow.
And people thought it was where he stood in the box. Mm-hmm. People thought it was where he put his hands in his pocket. Oh, so many things were rumored out there for years.
It was as simple as eye contact.
Eye contact.
And if he broke eye contact with you, it'd be to indicate something different.
Something different. But he just would sit there and just stare at you, and you had to break eye contact. Eventually, you had to give in and break eye contact. Yeah.
Somebody asked a hypothetical question, given the opportunity, would you like to have coached at Texas? You did.
I did. I mean, look, I think that's a fair question. Yeah, I did, and sure, it was a goal of mine. There's no question. It was, you know, when I was going back through this, you know, you'd be crazy not to think, you know, in your coaching career to have a chance to go back and put on the orange and white,
Name came up when Augie Garrido was hired as head coach. Your name was brought up.
And timing is a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe if it would have been, you know, what was it, 9, 10, 11, we came through three straight championships and conference titles and regionals. But I'm not that's going down a whole nother. But my point is, yeah, of course I would have had it. It's University, small alma mater. Yeah,
sure.
And I still think it's the most traditional and probably the best, if not the, it is the best college baseball job in America and baseball program.
All right, coming up, we have a Longhorn Notebook. We also have a Flex 30 update coming your way as we continue. Don't forget, 11 o'clock hour is the music survey that Ty Harrington has taken. So we'll continue that. And we've got a lot more to get to here on Light the Tower on the Horn, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. Live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
Ball Don't Lie with Rod Babers and Mike Harge.
Hey, CDC, I want to ask you a hypothetical for a winner-take-all scenario to save your life. What sports program do you pick?
Well, let's just be honest. You'd have to go with Yoda on men's swimming.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Great answer.
Great answer.
I don't care if Mac is here, Nuke Rockney, or even Nick Saban. Nick Saban's only 1'7". My man's 1'15".
Ball Don't Lie. Weekdays 3 to 7 on the Horn.
Craig White here for my friends at Divided Sky Roofing and Solar. You know, this summer in Austin is brutal. We know that because of the heat. Did it make you a little bit hesitant and reluctant to open up your power bill? You know, the price of everything is going up. But imagine if you had solar shingles, those GAF Timberline solar shingles I've been telling you about from my friends at Divided Sky Roofing and Solar. The high power bills would be a thing of the past. The Timberline solar shingles really are a no-brainer. It's not going to cost you more. In fact, it might even cost you less. If you have an insurance claim, it could be the perfect time because my friends at Divided Sky may be able to get them installed with nothing out of pocket, and you can roll your deductible into the financing. You know, with solar shingles, you own your own power. You're paying yourself each month, not the power company. You lock in the price of your power. If your power bill was higher than it was 5 years ago, what do you think it's going to be like 5 years from now? Well, you can lock in your price now, then you don't have to worry about rising energy prices. Interest rates are going up, but with their easy financing, you can lock in those low rates for up to 25 years and take advantage of a 26% federal tax credit while you can. Maybe you've checked into solar in the past and you think it's just too expensive, but the reality is solar has decreased around 90% over the past 10 years because of advances in technology. Divided Sky makes this so easy, you can even have a virtual appointment where they'll look at your current power bill and then run the numbers to show how much it's going to save you. What do you have to lose? Call them today at 512-995-ROOF or chat with them at DividedSkyAustin.com. And you want to help that power bill go down in these hot summer months? Trust the good people at Divided Sky Roofing and Solar.
Hey, what's up, folks? This is your lifetime Longhorn Rod Babers. When was the last time you felt taken care of? What you need is a vacation. On a Princess Cruise, you get the royal treatment, and there's no better time than right now. With up to 40% off all 2022 cruises and up to 25% off all 2023 cruises. Princess will be sailing from Galveston starting this December for as low as $69 per day. Contact your travel advisor or call 1-800-PRINCESS. Terms and restrictions apply. Promotional pricing ends 9/30/2022. Ships are Bermuda and British Registry. Visit princess.com today.
Would you drive 10 minutes for $500? That's the distance from CarMax to Henna Chevrolet. And Henna guarantees you $500 more than any CarMax offer for your vehicle. Just show Henna your written CarMax appraisal offer within 7 days, and you'll get a half a grand more guaranteed. Is your time worth $50 a minute? It is at Henna. Come get your money at HennaChevyAustin.com. Find new roads. Just like every other dealer out there, Henna Chevrolet is dealing with chip shortages and lower inventory than normal. But unlike other Austin dealers, Henna refuses to charge over MSRP. Just because a vehicle is scarce doesn't mean dealers should slap an extra 10 grand on the price tag. But they do. You'll see it labeled as a market adjustment or disguised as overpriced add-ons. You never see this at Henna. Find new roads at Henna Chevrolet or HennaChevyAustin.com.
Deluxe Garages provides top-quality flooring solutions for homeowners and commercial properties. Deluxe Garages uses state-of-the-art equipment combined with the highest quality products and services. Deluxe Garages serves Greater Austin and all surrounding areas, so call them at 512-337-2292 or visit DeluxeGarages.com to request a free in-person quote or estimate on your one-day custom coating or flooring solution. And right now, you can get 12 months of 0% interest financing on any service from Deluxe Garages. Call them at 512-337-2292 or visit DeluxeGarages.com.
This is Craig Way for my friends and neighbors at Cedar Park Overhead Door, a locally family-owned business that's been serving the greater Austin garage door needs for more than 30 years. You might have an emergency service need, like a broken garage door or a spring. With 24-hour emergency garage door service, they're always available to serve you. Maybe you wanted to update your garage door and opener and add value to your home. Cedar Park Overhead Door has a full showroom and staff to assist with all your needs. Call them today at 335-7441 or visit online at cedarparkgaragedoors.com. Cedar Park Overhead Door, doing their part to help keep Austin moving.
Spa Kalahari. Treat yourself to a world away experience. Luxurious massages, skin, hair, and nail care. With many unique products and a wide range of services, including the Halo Therapy Salt Room, you'll discover the true meaning of relaxation when you slip into Spa Kalahari at Kalahari Resorts and Conventions. Locals receive free valet parking and a 10% discount on services. Call today for the monthly specials or to reserve your next soul rejuvenation. 512-651-1015.
Shop with the pros at PGA Tour Superstore. Austin's home for golf pros and beginners has the largest selection in golf clubs, shoes, men's and women's apparel, and more. Improve your game with the new PGA Tour Superstore Studio. Enjoy unparalleled fitting experience designed to guide and inspire all golfers in their pursuit of enjoying the game. Spend time in this premium environment with one-on-one access to certified fitters and professional instructors and become a master of the links. PGA Tour Superstore Austin is located in the Shops at Arbor Walk on North Mopac Expressway.
There's only one way to make this 4th of July truly spectacular. Just head to Specs and stock up on all the reds, whites, and brews you'll need for flag-waving fun. And there's no better way to gear up for your patriotic party than with Specs 4th of July sale, going on now at all Austin area store locations. Stock up on good times for the 4th. Shop Specs. Save with in-store only discounts on select vodka and bourbon. Plus, big discounts on featured wines and seltzers. Light up the night with Texas-size savings during Specs 4th of July sale, now through Monday. It's been 246 years since America declared its independence, and we're raising a glass to the sky as the fireworks fly. It's time to party like a patriot at Specs. The fun starts here.
Shop Specs, low-priced amazing. Here's to you. Cheers to savings.
Light the tower. Flex ATX for the best high school sports coverage. Listen to the horn and go to flxatx.com.
Well, we told you one thing as part of the Flex ATX Flex 30 update. It would kind of dovetail in it about Snoop's experience and all the fun that everybody had last night going on. Out in South Park Meadows there at Waterloo Ice House, the location down there. Somebody, by the way, Snoop on the Specs text line and said, I was trying to figure out whether Snoop was 27 or 47, and the answer is we'll say in between and leave it at
wow.
that, right? Right?
I don't read that text line.
Yeah, but we can just say we'll leave it. Yeah, we'll leave it somewhere in between there, and we'll just leave it at that. But somebody else said, are you seeing Austin Novosad headed for the Elite 11?
Yeah, he's, I think last ranked was third.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go, Austin Novosad. You know, this to me, this is even like, I kind of thought Cade Klubnik even came on late. Like, he was, you know, a great quarterback, but it was really his senior year. And Austin, I want to say his trajectory is even faster than Cade's was.
Yeah, which is why the attention has elevated for him, starting, you know, obviously with Dave Aranda's attention toward him with Baylor, and he committed to Baylor, but with Ohio State and others, Texas A&M with the family connection, now offering everybody joining the party, even if not being the early birds to the
party.
And
now the question is, well, what's the ceiling?
Yeah.
I mean, it's I don't want to say because I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just a fan. But I don't know, like, how Joe Burrow came about. I mean, he was at a college and transferred. And then coming into that year, he wasn't even considered a draft pick and then wound up the first overall pick. So who knows?
A lot of things factor into that. No question about that. So, now this is the time of year, and we're seeing this, obviously, with the commitments going on, where to let folks know, well, high school student athletes, when they come off of what's happened with spring ball, now school is out. All the individual things are going. 7-on-7 is done now. Yes. Now you're talking about elite camps and things like that before they get to the fall camp workout.
Yes. It's a whole month of really looking to see, because, you know, because they're very, I mean, specific kids. And I guess this would be the only quote-unquote down period.
Yeah.
But recruiting was still busy.
All right, so there it is. There's our Flex 30 update for you here. Right now, it's time for the Longhorn Notebook.
Longhorn Notebook.
Notebook, of course, we were talking about all the additional recruits. Now, 9 additional names have committed to Texas since it was almost exactly 1 week ago to the minute. It happened like in the 11 o'clock hour when we broke the news about that, when word came down about Arch Manning's commitment to the University of Texas. And 9 additional names have joined Arch Manning's name in the list of commitments of the University of Texas, and they included additional 5-stars and 4-stars and all of that, and the latest, of course, being Jontae Cook from DeSoto being that as well. So it continues to go up. We mentioned Longhorn Baseball with the search going on with the coaching staff, now with what David Pierce will be looking to replace in terms of the coaching staff, which, by the way, Ty, which brings us to a question on the Specs text line. Going back into your past, somebody asking, how did you like Northeast Texas Community College, Mount Pleasant? I grew up in Omaha, and I worked in Mount Pleasant. I saw on Wikipedia you were there in the early 90s. I remember that team having success when you were there and the excitement, but not knowing that someone with Longhorn ties was behind it.
Yeah, so I loved it. I still have a lot of friends and the Sisk family, and who actually Pat Sisk, who just passed away, he and my dad were teammates at Baylor. That was my first tie-in to getting the job at Northeast Texas Community College. And obviously, we won a national title in 96, so that's always going to be something you carry with you. But I was there for
and
four
it was a springboard for you.
It was. There's no question it was. I loved it. I'd never spent a ton of time in Northeast Texas part mm-hmm. of the state. I'd spent a year in Tyler. My dad and I, Mom did for 1 year, and then I grew fond of it. I truly did. And now, I will say this. There was this aroma because of the chicken farms that were out there that occasionally, if the wind set up just right, just like in Lubbock there is with the stockyards and the feedlots, that things get a little different for you. But I did. I loved it. I had a blast. It enhanced my career. There's no question about it.
There's that certain aromatic quality for certain towns.
Yeah.
Where I grew up in North Carolina was fine, but there were a couple of towns, one in the far western part of the state in the mountains, Canton, North Carolina, one in down in the southeast part of the state near where I go on vacation, Regalwood, which was down near the coast, and they were paper mill towns. And Georgetown, South Carolina, which is between Myrtle Beach and Charleston along the coast, is a paper mill town, a big Weyerhaeuser paper company there for years and years and years, and it has that certain aroma. Yeah. And in Tacoma, Washington, when I was doing indoor soccer, they would play the Tacoma Stars, and of course, Tacoma is just about 20 miles south of Seattle, and they would call it the Tacoma Aroma. wood town, paper mill town, and all that, too. So you'd have that there. So, but that had to make it difficult for you in terms of leaving there to go to Blinn.
I did, except for that the difference was when I left Northeast, yes, it was a tough choice because mm-hmm. we just won a national title. Maybe I was a year removed from it, got to the finals the next year to get to Grand Junction, which is a beautiful place, by the way. It is truly an unbelievable tournament as well. But I looked at Blinn, and I was like, it's between Austin and Houston. Just south of College Station. How can you not win there? And went there, and I was only there for one season. Took over a team mid-semester, mind you. So back-to-back jobs for me. I took over at mid-semester, and after one season there, that fall recruiting class, which had Dustin Majewski, which a lot of Longhorn friends people remember. Dustin was on that. I recruited him out of Brenham High School, those were two really, really good junior college places. Blinn had a little bit more of a campus at the time. And like I said, it was so strategically placed. I was like, man, I get my first recruiting class there that I didn't get to coach had 14 draft picks on it. Two were first rounders.
Now, they would have played what season? 2000?
They would have played in 2000.
Yeah.
And I took that. I left. Now, a lot of those guys, Ty Howington, who was a first round draft pick, Josh Beckett. I'd also signed. Josh was a second pick overall, I think. A lot of those guys you knew were going to sign. But ironically, with Josh, I'll say this, it got up to the last 3 weeks before school started, and I was kind of getting nervous. I was like, you know, because you knew that, you know how, I mean, there was so much, you know, behind him.
And is he going to sign or is he
not
going to
sign? Yeah. So it got exciting, but he ended up. He actually, Josh is an unbelievable guy about it. He called the day before he was on his way to Arlington to meet with the Marlins at the time. I think it was Florida. And said, Coach, I'm going to sign and just want to let you know in case you get it. But anyway, he handled it really professionally.
That's good. He went on and had a pretty decent career.
He did okay, didn't he?
that was a big part of that as well. The things that go on, and that's what we were talking about, the things, the machinations that happen behind the scenes when you're trying to compile a coaching. I would imagine also when you first got to Northeast Texas, and then also when you got to Blinn, the putting together of a coaching staff can be challenging. But as you pointed out yesterday, some of that, you're bringing some people along with you, trusted confidants, and that's what David Pierce did. With Sam Houston, then at Tulane, and then coming from Tulane with both Sean Allen and Philip Miller.
Yeah, I mean, he's loyal to his people. I mean, I think that's a great quality. Without any doubt, it's a great quality. And but then again, there are times that this game evolves and things change in your mind as a leader, and you got to consider a lot of different things, and you know, and trying to figure out and sometimes it's just maybe what you didn't feel like you did well that year that you got to improve on or get better at. Sometimes it's just, like you mentioned earlier, it's a new voice. It's a new creativeness. It brings new ideas, and just it's refreshing. And so there's a lot of different things that go into that and making those kinds of decisions.
Yeah. All right. And let's see. A couple other things. You had somebody else. Yeah, the aroma of Tacoma. Yeah, that's it. I knew about it back then. Snoop, somebody wants to know, now that summertime is upon us, have you made your way back to Bumble? The people need more Bumble stories.
Yeah, actually, I did.
Did you really?
Yeah. And the I got like three, and it was a sale. It was like if you got 3 months, or if you got 3 months, well, you can get 3 months for 1 month. So I did it. So we'll see.
You're feeling good again since yesterday was payday, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I see. So that's it. Sometimes we run into the old Snoop thing of too much month left at the end of the money. You know, that sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
That happens to all of us. You know, sometimes too much month left at the end of the money instead of much more money left at the end of the month.
As long as I can avoid car issues, I'm good.
You're okay? Yeah. All right. Yeah.
No lifting around the world.
Yeah.
You can get a lift from College Station to Austin for $175.
You know that.
Huh? Yes.
Yeah.
I looked it up just in case.
175.
175, yeah. I didn't think that was too bad, actually.
Well, you can rent a car, even though car rentals are expensive right now. You can rent a car for about $70 to do that driving.
What's that thing you can go on Turo? Something that
I've heard
you
of
can,
this.
You can rent other people's cars.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, too.
It's like a VRBO of vehicle or something.
A Verbo of rental, right? Carolina Sam says, hey, like driving down through Luling on 183 and you smell the crude, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You leave Martindale and you get into Luling, it hits you about halfway there at air conditioning. You start looking around and make sure your air conditioner is running right in your car.
We love Luling, no possible, no doubt about it. So is it possible for a high school football player to have a higher national ranking than his state ranking? The answer is yes, and Phil, and the reason for that is you have different people doing the rankings. Some people, right, it's just like it is certainly possible for a coach to be selected as the National High School Coach of the Year and coaching in Texas high school football, and then didn't win it in his own state. Because the people who are doing the voting on that and the picking on that are looking sometimes at different things. You know, a coach that completely turned a program around that went from a 2-win team to an 11-win team as opposed to a team that was a preseason top 5 and ended up winning a state championship.
I mean, it's no different than, like, you know, postseason awards in college baseball. You have so many different groups that are voting on it, and they see things differently, or their agendas on it are totally different. And I like it because you pick up one recruiting
service,
and all of a sudden you hear this, and you pick up another one, and it's like anytime human nature, human emotions involved in it, and decisions, things are going to be different than what you and I are going to think.
No doubt about that. So somebody said you can rent a U-Haul truck for $30 there, Snoop. You know, you might be able to do there.
To drive around.
Yeah. If it'll help you get you there, right?
Yeah, I guess if I had to, I guess I would resort to that.
CB, he said, I've lived up here in the Seattle area for 2 years, first time I ever heard about the Aroma in Tacoma. Yeah, you make that drive down there, CB, see if it's in. And let me know also, CB, if the Poodle Dog Diner in Fife is still around. That's not to be confused with the Poodle Dog Lounge there on Burnett Road there. In fact, I remember I brought home a sweatshirt from when I was doing indoor soccer, and it was this really nice embroidered sweatshirt. It had like this little lace collar thing on. I brought it home for my wife when I was up there doing an indoor soccer game. And it was a neat little diner in Fife, Washington. It's a small little community between. It's just outside of Tacoma, really. It's between Tacoma and Seattle, but closer to Tacoma. And it was just this old school diner. And I brought her back a sweatshirt, and she wore it, and she came home one day and said, do you know there's a Poodle Dog Lounge here in Austin? I said, no, I didn't know that yet. I was getting looks from people. I'm like, okay. Make a trip down there and let you know. So also our man in Belton says, there's a rock wool plant in Belton where it smells like rotten eggs when you drive by. It's been there since I was a kid, and I'm 46 now. He said, my dad was a starting point guard and shortstop for the Tarleton Plowboys, and they were runner-up in the 1960 JUCO World Series in Grand Junction.
I did not know that. And I didn't know that Tarleton was
started off as a junior.
I think UTA did as well.
Yeah, I did
know that. I just remember that they'd gone to the – let me tell you what, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
We had so much fun. I will tell you this. This is a really quick, funny story. We were giving away so many baseballs. My kids had never done that before. Our players, and they were, during the game, giving baseballs because there's so many kids involved at the Junior College World Series. And we got down to the last 2 days. The semifinal game to play against Arizona Western. We had no BP balls left. My kids are giving away all the baseballs. And so we had to borrow baseballs from the college there and to be able to even take a batting practice.
Yeah. A couple other smelly references. You drive through Bartlett on a hot summer day and you can smell the sewer treatment plant. He says we call it Fartlett instead of Bartlett there. Tim says the folks in Luling says that smells like money.
Yes, it does.
So and somebody else played baseball in Seguin at TLU with a north wind. The Tyson chicken plant. You can remember that as well. And somebody else said that three of my boys played at Navarro. The oldest drafted by the Angels. Loved JUCO ball. You and Skip Johnson and
it's fun. You were talking about Coach Beard and what he went through as a junior college coach. I think you learn how to coach. You spend so much. Let me tell you. Okay, let me back up. You learn how to coach, but you also learn how to treat your players. You're with them nonstop. They look at you every day and they go, how are you going to be able to help me develop and move on to Division I or professional baseball, whatever it may be, or to college, a higher, college baseball. So they become reliant on you some, and you don't have all the restrictions that you have in Division I baseball, time with them, practice, and all those kinds of things. And so to me, and I think Skip and Tim and people that have coached before, Mitch Thompson, all these guys, and others, I think they'll tell you that you spend so much time with them. There's a trust value that you gain. There's more that you learn about. You don't learn something about somebody till you sit across the seat from them on a 6-hour, 8-hour bus trip. After you just got your brains kicked in by school and you're trying to figure out how to win the next day and you're looking down there and those guys are riding right next to you. And so you learn a lot about each other and I think you learn how to treat your players. And to me, it was a beautiful time in my life. I wouldn't have changed anything about it in being able to coach in junior college baseball.
A couple more odoriferous references in San Angelo. osmosis, Nick. Working out in Big Lake, you learn to appreciate the smell of crude. It does smell like money. Grant's a drive-through Seminole, you'll smell dead cows. Somebody in Texas City down there has a distinct odor. And they said, what about Bastrop and the smell at the dog food plant?
Yeah, you know what? We need to reverse the momentum of this. So when you drive down LaSalle Avenue in Waco,
yeah,
and you go over the bridge right there heading over to the east side of Waco, there's a Mrs. Baird's bread plant.
Yeah.
So let's change the momentum of this. And it smelled better.
Wonderful.
So on my way to church, First Baptist Church in Waco, you had to go over that. And I remember pulling over that, and I was going, oh, now that.
It was like that along for many years on Central Expressway in Dallas, driving past the Mrs. Baird's plant at nighttime. Smell that bread bacon. It was something else. All right, coming up, we've got, speaking of food, a couple of fast food references in our inconceivable pile when we continue with Light the Tower on the Horn, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. We're live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
One thing that happens when you get ready to go on vacation, you got a million and one things to do. And that was certainly the things. But one of the things I didn't really have to worry about was my friends at Leaf Johnson Ford and getting my truck ready to go. And right now at Leaf Johnson Ford, you can go online at leafjohnsonford.com. You'll see the entire inventory of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. You can pick out the one you want, make the deal you want online, then get your trade appraised, work out your financing option. And when all that is said and done, you'll have your new or used car, truck, or SUV delivered to your home or office or place of business, and then your old vehicle hauled away. And for service, nothing beats Leaf Johnson Ford. Also, the Leaf Johnson Ford Collision Center. As I said, I had my truck out there, and they did great work out on it as well. Check them out online at leafjohnsonford.com, and you'll see why, after all these years, folks are still saying about Leaf Johnson Ford, oh yeah, Leaf Johnson Ford, they're still the leader.
Real people are getting real and lasting pain relief at QC Kinetics.
Who would have thought that I would be in better shape now than after I got out of the Marines at 22?
It's great to be active again.
I've played 36 holes multiple days in a row without pain. Everything is great.
Are you tired of living with chronic joint pain? QC Kinetics uses cutting-edge regenerative medicine to restore and repair damaged tissue. Natural healing agents from your own body, so your body can heal itself the way it was designed. With no pain pills, no steroids, no drugs, and no downtime.
It was super successful, and I recommend everyone seek out QC Kinetics as an alternative to surgery.
Thanks to QC Kinetics, quality of life is just a lot better.
Definitely changed my life.
Call now to see if regenerative medicine could be the answer you've been looking for. The local medical professionals at QC Kinetics have proven protocols that can give you lasting relief now, and the consultation is free.
Call QC Kinetics 512-593-4303. That's 512-593-4303. 512-593-4303.
Hey folks, it's Bucky here, and I want to tell you about one of my good friends over at Syntex Tickets, Shelby, the best local sources for tickets you need. Syntex Tickets has tickets for every event, from college football to college basketball, NFL, soccer, the theater, Las Vegas, and of course, Broadway, South by Southwest, MotoGP, and the PGA. Syntex Tickets is also the best source of tickets for the University of Texas and for future Longhorn and A&M tickets and more. Visit SyntexTickets.com. Yo, Shelby, get them to me, and get them to me quick.
The local Austin business been here forever since the 70s that has everything Longhorn, everything, and the best of it in all sizes. Also has the greatest of all Austin, Texas gifts and the exclusive home of the world famous updated now Austin Snow Globe. Now this is a Sue Patrick exclusive. It's updated now to include the Jenga building, famous Austin icons like the Pennybacker Bridge with a bicycle rider in there, 6th Street, 2nd Street. You'll see the state capitol inside the globe. The Frost Bank Tower, the beautiful Bird Orange Tower, Light the Tower Orange, the Bob Bullock Star, the Zach Scott Theater, the Stevie Ray Statue, and you gently shake the snow globe, and the bats come out. And best of all, the musical bass plays Stars at Night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. The perfect gift idea. How much? Limited quantity. Just $34.95. SuePatrick.com, open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 4, 5222 Burnett Road. That's Burnett and North Loop. SuePatrick.com.
Local mortgage bankers, the Schutze brothers with Loan People.
With this tight market, many folks have decided to stay in their current home instead of selling.
And if you aren't selling, might as well make your current house a dream house.
In fact, the Schutze brothers are helping Sue in Northwest Austin tap the equity in her home to do a full kitchen remodel.
Get started today at SchutzeBrothers.com.
S-C-H-U-T-Z-E Brothers.com. Experienced, local, trusted.
Terms and conditions apply. Loan People LLC and MLS 188-6352. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey, it's Eric Rains for Divided Sky Roofing and Solar, your go-to for solar shingles. If you're in the market for a new roof, solar shingles, well, they're a no-brainer. They're not costing you more. It may actually cost you less. With solar shingles, you own your own power. It's like paying yourself each month and not the power company. Think about that. You lock in the price of your power. Call today, 512-995-ROOF, or you can chat with them online right now at DividedSkyAustin.com. Remember, when the wind blows high, trust Divided Sky Roofing and Solar.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK, KTAE-AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock.
Inconceivable!
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 You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
You know, it's almost inconceivable that we'd get off on the tangent of smelly towns. around Texas. We've had a lot of people weigh in stuff. Old